the protection of Israel continues in the same way it did before that decision was made.
Pompeo speaking after his meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Mitt Romney is calling President Trump's character into question just days before the incoming U.S. Senator from Utah takes office. In a Washington Post op-ed, Romney writes that with the nation so divided, presidential leadership and character is indispensable, and he says that's where President Trump's shortfalls are most glaring. A mother and daughter in Florida are lucky to be alive, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A two-year-old girl was injured after falling into the rhinoceros exhibit at the Brevard Zoo in Melbourne, Florida. The child's mother was also injured, and both of them were taken to a hospital in Orlando. Zoo officials say the toddler fell through the cracks in the fence during a hands-on experience at the zoo. The snout of at least one of the rhinos did make contact with the little girl. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Officials say garbage and human waste are becoming problems at national parks because of the partial government shutdown. It has left parks open for now, but without staff to collect fees and operate visitor areas or clean up after folks, it's looking like more and more of them are going to be shutting down after all. Joshua Tree National Park in California closing its campgrounds this week because toilets are reaching capacity. Yosemite has closed some areas because of a lack of restrooms and, again, impacts from human waste. Newspapers across the country now know why distribution was snarled for several days late last week. It turns out the L.A. Times, San Diego Union-Tribune, and West Coast editions of the New York Times and Wall Street Journal were infected with malware known as Ryuk. The name apparently refers to a character in a popular anime and manga series, Death Note. The virus also hit papers in Chicago, Connecticut, and Florida. And a new report does say that plane crash fatalities around the world jumped sharply in 2018, going from 13 deaths in 2017 to about 500 last year. But the report says there was only one death of a person on a U.S. airline last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good morning and Happy New Year. This is Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon and Chamber Radio. Today we've got mostly cloudy, high of 40 degrees. Thursday, high of 45, chance of rain and snow, then partly sunny. Friday, mostly sunny, high of 46. Saturday, looks like more rain coming, and then sunny again on Sunday with a high of 48.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning and Happy New Year again. This is Nicole Smith and you're listening to Happy to Help. Happy to be back here in the studio, and we hopefully made your New Year's resolutions. I just want to point out that if you're thinking about diet and exercise, yeah, that a lot of people do that. But one New Year's resolution that could add 7 years to your life is volunteering and giving to others. So just think about that as you're entering the new year. And one of my New Year's resolutions this year is to eat more chocolate. So coincidentally, today, my esteemed guest is John Tompkins. Welcome.
Good morning, Nicole. How are you? Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. And I hope you brought some samples for me.
I did. I brought you lots of samples.
Okay, yay.
Your eyes won't be aiming in the same direction when I'm done with you.
Well, I'm so happy to have John here. John is a neighbor and a friend. Our kids played hockey together. And you are the chocolate funny man and the founder of JT's Confections. So can you kind of tell us about your background and what brought you to the caramel chocolate industry that you're in?
Well, I was on Wall Street for 23 years. I retired 10 years ago this month, and I announced my retirement literally the week before Lehman went off the cliff, and everything came to an abrupt end. And by the time I was able to leave the office, it was the end of January in 2009. Or 2009. And by the time I walked out, I was shot. I had nothing left in the tank. It was just such a grind. I'd leave the house at 5 in the morning. I'd get home at, 8 o'clock at night if I wasn't entertaining clients. When I was home, I wasn't there, or I was in a foul mood, or I was unconscious sleeping. So it was just an insane pace. So I got out in January 2009. I literally didn't do anything for a year. When I was younger, I always wanted to be a high school history teacher. But when I left Wall Street, Christy was wailing on the teachers. So I said, I'm not going into another confrontational environment. So I just basically hibernated for a year, and I sort of got myself back into some sort of semblance of normalcy. I had bad rheumatoid arthritis. I calmed that all down in that year off and just put myself back together. And then the second year, I just was a goofball. Kind of did what I wanted, traveled a little bit, had a million lunches, really enjoyed myself. And then the third year I became a bum. And I just woke up one morning and I looked over and my wife was cleaning a gun in the bed next to me. And I said, I got to find something to do or she's going to shoot me while I sleep. So I literally gave it a half second thought and I was like, I'll start a candy company. I had no burning desire to start a candy company. It was never anything that, I was interested in. That's what came into my mind and that's what I decided to do. So I got up, I sent an email to 20 friends of mine, all vicious, sarcastic people, and fully expected to get crucified. And every one of them came back and said, here's my order, and I've got a nut guy, I've got a marketing guy, I've got a packaging guy, I got a web guy. So that was a bittersweet moment. I was like, this is pretty cool, but I got to work. So I set off in my own kitchen downstairs making caramel. Was really the first thing I started making, and I love caramel, and I've always loved it, and I learned about 25 years ago how to make caramel because it's my favorite candy. So with that recipe, I set off, and then I was doing caramels and turtles. Of which legally I can't call them turtles because some rube out in Idaho trademarked the name. So sorry if there are any Idaho people. I have to call them clusters. So I started making caramel pecan clusters and just plain caramels and, was putzing around. I'm in pretty short order. My wife threw me out of the kitchen because whenever you make candy, everything gets destroyed. So I moved into a commercial kitchen, small commercial kitchen, and I'm on my third kitchen now.
Wow.
And as I went along, I learned about packaging. I learned about internet sales. I learned, you know, how Facebook, everything that goes along with it. I learned shipping, and I had to scale my recipes. My first year, I think I probably for Christmas made about 40 pounds of turtles, and it was, you know, insane. This season we just went through, I made 2,400 pounds of turtles.
Holy moly.
And I didn't have a single one left over. I had to close like 4 days before Christmas.
Wow.
We've scaled it. We've really, it's turned into a business. When we really started to get some traction, we switched our packaging up. And when we did that, we really started to get a lot of corporate business. My wife, we started to see, some fruits of our labor, and my wife, Sharon, at the time, she's like, listen, we got to do something good with this. So, we decided probably about 4 years ago now, we were just going to donate everything to charity. The only thing we take out of it personally is health insurance. Everything else, we donate. It's not, you know, profits after my $250,000 salary. I take nothing out of it. I was angling for a gold Rolls Royce, but that never came to fruition. So we donate everything to charity.
That's amazing. So that, and you know, people are probably wondering, well, this is Happy to Help, it's a show about volunteering. So why are we talking chocolate? Well, because there's a connection with giving back and helping others and giving to charity. So there, you want to talk a little bit about the charities, because they're very near and dear to your heart. So the first one, Summit Speech School, right?
Summit Speech School in New Providence. Although I, growing up, I'm from upstate New York, so I never had any connection with Summit Speech School. Okay. I had to get introduced to them probably about 6 years ago. And a friend of mine brought me in for a tour, and coincidentally, I have a sister who's deaf, so I immediately fell in love with the place. I got what they did. And one of the things that's very cool about the school is they put deaf children and hard of hearing children on a level playing field. I'm one of six kids. My sister, Ellen, was probably the smartest out of the six of us. I would never tell her that, though, but
cat's out of the bag now.
She was very hard of hearing, and eventually became profoundly deaf. But when she was younger, she spent so much energy and time just trying to get to the table. And I look at just the lost potential, not just with her, but with all kids that were in that situation and still are in that situation. So what the Summit Speech School does is take these kids that are at a really distinct disadvantage and puts them at the table with everyone else. And by the age of five, the kids mostly have moved on and are mainstreamed. And these kids excel in school, and they have no assistance. They are truly mainstreamed, and with the discipline that they learned at the Summit Speech School, they usually will outperform their peers in public school. So, I went into Summit Speech School, fell in love with the place. They immediately got their hooks into me. happily so, and clubbed me like a baby seal. And 6 years later, I'm on the board. What I do for them is the primary thing I do for them is for their spring benefit, I donate 200 boxes of chocolates of turtles and caramels that they sell and keep 100% of the proceeds, and it raised $7,000 for them. So,
nice.
Yeah, and again, I can't say enough great things about the school. You guys should check it out. The second charity I align myself with is Disabled American Vets. I was looking for a veterans charity for two reasons. My father was in the service, and I have a nephew that did three tours in the Middle East.
Oh, wow.
And has come back with some very, very severe medical issues.
Wow.
Traumatic brain injury, PTSD, chronic fatigue. And there are other things that they know are there that they haven't diagnosed yet. So he's 40 years old, around 40 years old, and he is struggling. He's got a family. Great, great kid. He's not a kid anymore. He's 40. But really a bright, bright man. But every day is a struggle with him. So I wanted to do what I could for them. And along the lines of the military, every March I run a military appreciation campaign where if you buy a one-pound box of Turtles and Caramels, I'll send a second box to a retired or active member of the military. You can direct where you want it to go, or you can ask me to find a home for them. Something that's been pretty cool. The last 4 years we've done that, we've had enough excess boxes, unclaimed boxes, if you will, that on Easter morning, the VA hospital in Lyons, there's an apartment complex in there, and 64 people that live in there, and every one of them has received a box of chocolates. And the cool thing about it is if you do this, we write a card out, the Smith family from Bangor, Maine. So, the card will say, the Smith family of Bangor, Maine would like to thank you for your service to our country.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool as these guys wake up. It's guys and gals. Women are there as well. They'll wake up, and there'll be a box of chocolates waiting for them from somebody they have no idea who they are.
Aww.
Just a random act of kindness. So I can't thank the vets enough, and as I said, on a personal level, there is definitely a hook there to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last charity that we align ourselves with, officially, and when I say we align ourselves with, we donate to. We don't have it's not a two-way relationship. We just give money to them, but it's St. Jude Children's. And I really don't have a personal hook to them, other than the fact I have two kids, and I just love what they do. So we will donate money to them. So there's three ways we donate.
Mm-hmm.
The first way is we write checks. And that's done through corporate holiday orders. And what I'll do is on orders over $1,000, excluding shipping and tax, I use $1,000 as a threshold just so I don't get killed death by 1,000 paper cuts. So,
yeah.
I don't want anybody ordering a $35 box of chocolates and I'm writing a 13-cent check.
Exactly.
What I'll do is I'll take 15% of the gross sale and donate it to one of those three charities. Mm-hmm. You can direct it. And what I will do is write the check in your company's name, or I will, if it's an individual, individually owned business or something, I'll write it in your name. You tell me how you want it to do it.
Yeah.
And we'll write the check in your name. We're giving the money away. I'd rather try to buy people into the whole idea.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win for everyone.
Mm.
The second way we give is we donate product, like we did for the Summit Speech School, where we donate boxes of Turtles and Caramels. They sell them and keep 100% of the proceeds. We do something similar through an organization called TWIG in Basking Ridge. They're affiliated with Goryeob Hospital in Morristown, the Children's Hospital in Morristown.
Okay.
So I donate product to them that they sell, and 100% of the proceeds goes to the Children's Hospital in Morristown.
Okay.
And then the third thing we do is we just give product away. So last year, and there were all the good causes. And last year, maybe a week before Easter, someone from the Battered Women's Shelter in Morristown reached out to me and said, "Hey, listen, we're going to have between 40 and 50 kids in the shelter on Easter morning. Can you do anything for us?" So we pulled everybody in, and we wound up making Easter baskets with big solid chocolate bunnies, and all the candy in there was handmade. So every child in the women's shelter got an Easter basket on Easter morning. We donate product to the homeless shelter, to the food pantry. last year for Valentine's Day. I can't remember if it was a food shelter or the home, or food pantry or the homeless shelter, but we sent over about 15 dozen chocolate covered strawberries for their holiday meal. Homeless Solutions for their Easter meal. We sent over these big platters of chocolate for their desserts.
Oh, nice.
So, and then there's other things we do where we have the disabled, or not disabled, but the special needs children from the Randolph High School in the transition program. They come in and help with our staging of the boxes. They come in probably five or six times in the fall. A crew comes in, and it's absolutely fantastic.
Nice.
That's probably my favorite part of the job. The kids are fantastic.
Right.
We have a ball, and they'll come in and they'll work for a couple hours. And they're in, you know, there's usually between six and eight kids, and there's coaches. And I really had no expectations when I first met the director of the program, Brianna McBreen, and I absolutely was blown away. One, they're an unbelievable resource for me. Fantastic work, and two, they're just such a joy to have in the shop. So Christmas, the holiday season, very, very stressful for us up there because I'm working, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. And people who are there working for us are love when the kids come in because it's one of the few times I'm in a good mood during the holiday season. So,
oh, no.
Yeah.
And did they reach out to you or how did you connect with them?
It was funny. A woman came in one day and I was just chatting with her and she asked me, she goes, "Do you ever employ high school kids?" And I said, "I'd love to, but, a typical day for us is we start at 6 in the morning and we'll go till 4 or 5 in the afternoon." And I said, "Just is not conducive with a high school schedule." And she said, "Well, what about special needs kids? We have a transition program." And I said, "Well, given the philosophy of what we do here, I would love to entertain it." But she was on the school board of Randolph.
Uh-huh.
I said, "I'd love to entertain it, but I have absolutely no idea how it would work."
Yeah.
So she said, "I'd like to send the program director, Brianne McBreen, in to talk to you and see if we can figure something out." I'm like, "Great." So she came in, and we agreed the kids would come in, and we do it on a trial basis to see what would happen. And the first day they came in, they walked. I was told three kids and three coaches would come in. And I was working, and I see the bus pull up, and I'm not paying attention. And the door opens up, and six kids walk in, and there are no coaches. So I was like, "All right, this is going to be interesting." And then the coaches piled in immediately thereafter. I had a complete panic attack. Now I'd be very comfortable with the kids, but I had no idea what to
first
expect.
First time, yeah, yeah.
So at first, we were, we had to work out a process, and that's like one of the funny things about the business is most things don't really have a set process, particularly the first time you do it, and it's like it finds its own way. So we got the kids into it, and after about a half an hour, they got into a groove, and the first day was somewhat productive. It was kind of interesting. And Brianne called me up and she said, "How'd it go?" I said, "It was good. It was good." She said, "Would you can we do this again?" And I said, "Absolutely." I saw enough positive out of it that I definitely would entertain that. Well, the second time they've come in, and ever since, they just absolutely blow it away.
Nice.
Incredibly productive. It really is, as I said, they're a great asset for me.
That's awesome. I love it. So we've just had so much fun talking. We blew right through our first break, so I could talk all day. So let's just pause for a minute, and we'll be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Happy to Help. And on Facebook, it's Happy to Help or at Happy Hunterdon. And John Tompkins is here today from JT's Confections, and he's also on Facebook, JT's Confections, right?
Correct.
And then he's here talking about how he left Wall Street to start a candy business and gives everything away to charities, his very favorite charities. And also, let's go back to how the caramel came into your life with your boyhood friend and his mom, Mrs. Cook.
This is great. When I was growing up, I grew up in Ithaca, New York, and my best friend, Andy Cook, his mom used to make caramel a couple times a year, and it was like the greatest day when he'd show up with caramel. So, 25 years ago, I guess, give or take, I was like, I got to figure out how to make Mrs. Cook's caramels. So I started going through recipes. This is all before the internet. So this truly was a labor, and started monkeying around with different recipes. And I came up with one that, you know, tastes like Mrs. Cook's, or so I thought. It'd been, you know, years since I had had her caramel. So, I would make caramels during the holiday season for family and friends. And, you know, we put them in little brownie trays. We cut them by hand and have to cut up wax paper and roll them up. And, it was incredibly labor intensive. And, back then, I'd probably do 5 pounds of caramel in a batch, which was a really, really big batch. So I'd make the batch. That would take an hour and 15 minutes on the stove, getting splattered and burned because you got to stir constantly. It was like the worst job in the world. And then, you know, pour it out and let it sit. And then, you know, it would harden. And then I'd have to cut it all by hand and wrap it by hand. And
you're exhausted just thinking about it.
Now, I don't know what my parameters are on here, so there's the very funny thing I can say that I'm going to admit.
It's a family show.
Yeah, has to be something to do with rolling things in college that I couldn't do in college, but I probably could do very well now. That's how I started. And then, you know, we just scaled it up. So as I said, you know, a 10 pound batch of caramel was a big day. I'm going in the kitchen tomorrow to bang out 120 pounds. And that's going to be an average day. So, it's not crazy. But the funny thing is, Mrs. Cook is still alive. She's about 90, she's 94.
Wow.
She still drives, still cuts her lawn when she's in the mood. She's on a riding tractor out in the country. Her and my mom were best friends. So I will, I'll send her candy a few times a year. And I always get this beautiful handwritten note, like something you'd expect from a 94-year-old woman, this beautiful handwriting and, you know, wonderful phrases and, thank you so much for your candy. It's fantastic. Your mother be so proud of you. Aww. Thanks for thinking of me. Can't wait to see you. I love you, Mrs. Cook. P.S., you almost got it.
Oh! Let's get the dig in. That's good.
little parting cheap shot, but she's hysterically funny. She always has been. Aww. But, yeah, that really was my inspiration, got the whole thing going.
Oh, that's great. And then so you expanded into chocolate because you just wanted to be a little diverse? Or what?
Yeah. I just, you know, I got curious about it, and I taught myself everything that I could figure out with chocolate. And it is a nightmare. Chocolate is an unmitigated nightmare. And I've been doing this for 7 years. And every year I get better at it. And that's one cool thing about the business is at the end of every season, I look back and the season I can, you know, my big season is October through the end of December. But at the end of the season, I always look back and I'm like, okay, wow, I did this better. I did this better. I avoided that mistake.
So
I'm becoming a lot more efficient. But, yeah, chocolate, I thought initially that you just melt Tall House morsels and, you know, slather something up. And one is kind of gross chocolate, and two, it's kind of gross chocolate. So I learned about tempering chocolate, how to temper chocolate, and it's both a science and an art. Both subjects I didn't really excel in school, so it's been a struggle, but I've gotten there. And now I obviously I'm a little biased, but you can confirm this.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
It
candy.
Is unbelievable. I'm a big fan, and you also do, you have a season and stuff, but I commissioned you or contacted you because I did the wedding bags for my friend got married. So I wanted to put JT's chocolates in all the hotel guest bags. So showers, wedding showers, all kinds of stuff, baby showers and teacher gifts. Yeah, I'm constantly. Yeah. Well, we should tell. Do you want to tell the Sandy story when my son showed up at your door?
My God. Yeah, I was just thinking of that. When I was working out of my house and there was always loose candy laying around the house, like the doorbell would ring and one of Nicole's kids would be standing there with like a bike tipped over in the driveway holding like $1.87 or something, whatever she dug out of the car seats and was sent over to get some candy. You know, kids are all dazed and confused, a big booger hanging out of their nose like, hey, my mom said I need to get some candy. So I was like, oh God.
No, the best one was though right after Hurricane Sandy, right? So we had no electricity, and I'm like, get on your bike, I need chocolate. I don't need electricity, but I need chocolate. Go to Mr. Tompkins, I need a cluster. Don't come home unless you have a cluster. It was so funny. Well, I was reading your, I'm crying, oh my gosh, I was reading your website again last night for my prep work, and it's jtsconfections.com.
Correct.
All right, and I was bursting with laughter again because I tell people, even if you don't like chocolate or candy, you have to sign up for John's newsletter just because it's so funny. So I'm just rolling. So give us, what is the parallel universe and what qualifies you to be the guide to the parallel universe?
Well, like most of my accomplishments and tremendous feats, they're all acknowledged only by me. So I write this blog, and I'll be honest with you, I've gotten away from it because Facebook was a much easier path. I could just, you know, boom, 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 boom. But I've committed to getting back to it this year. Common themes you'll see in the face, you know, on the blog posts is Santa is morally corrupt, usually a substance abuse abuser of some sort, and the Easter Bunny is dead. So I just have fun with it, and you know, what I love to tell people is, when I first started this, I'd send everything out on Gmail, and I had like maybe 20 people or something, and I would, you know, I'd write it up, and I'm not a great writer. I'm a really good editor. Like something that might take you 20 minutes to write will take me like 2 hours. But trying to turn a phrase or making it just right. And also I can't spell, so there's a lot of time Googling words. But, when I first got a web developer, I said to her, listen, I want to put this out, but I need you to clean it up. You cannot touch the copy, but I want this picture put here, this picture put, I just need you to make it look more professional in the presentation. So she came back to me the next day, and she said, you cannot put this out. And I was like, what do you mean? And she goes, it's insane. You're running a business. And I said, I don't care.
That's what makes it special.
Yeah. I said, put it out. Let's see what happens. So she's like, all right, your funeral. So she puts it out. And we did that for probably about 6 months. So we switched to a thing called Constant Contact, which doesn't tell me who picked it up, but it tells me the percentage of people that opened it up or actually drilled down to the website. So we switched to Constant Contact, and she called me up like a week later, and she said, I owe you an apology. And I said, what for? And she said, we got your Constant Contact numbers back, and you had a 58% open rate.
Huge.
I said, that means nothing to me. Is that good? Is that bad? And she said, people would kill for 8%. And she said, I've never seen numbers like this. And she said, your drill down rate was 12%. I said, again, I have no context for that. And she said, 1% is a home run.
Yeah.
So I probably did it for about maybe 3 years, 4 years. And we never fell below 50% for an open rate. Drill down rate was never less than 7 or 8%. So as I said, I sort of got away from that, and I went into Facebook just because, you know, I could kind of do that on the fly. Mm-hmm. But I Facebook has actually taken a hit with views and everything else just because it feels like it's contracting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go back to the blog posts. Okay. So go to jtsconfections.com. And you can click on sign up for the newsletter, or I can't remember how it's phrased, newsletter or blog.
I think it's blog, but
yeah.
Same thing.
And you can go into the old posts and read them.
You need a good laugh.
Yeah, I freely admit I am the funniest guy in the room.
That's amazing. Well, and I'm reminded of Tiffany when I see your packaging, the Robin Egg Blue. I don't know what you're going to. So tell us about how you came into that packaging, and because you said you've been learning through the whole process.
Everything has been done on the fly, and like my whole entire life, I've been like Mr. Magoo walking through the construction site with I-beams swinging past my head, and you know, bricks just missing me, and I come out of the other side completely oblivious, unscathed, and you know, had a good walk. So that's how the candy business has been, and I when I first started, the packaging was, you know, as I said, we're cutting up pieces of wax paper and wrapping the caramels in that, and I'm putting the finished turtles, I'm wrapping them up, and it looked like it was done, you know, by a third grade class project. It was an unmitigated disaster. Fortunately, the candy was insanely good, so people weren't that concerned about it. But as I went along, I would go to the Philly Candy Show twice a year. One thing I've learned in the candy business, people are ridiculously nice. Everybody I speak to is just really very helpful, because, you know, most of the people down there, you know, you have the big distributors and everything else, and they want you to succeed, obviously, because they want you to buy their product and more of it. But the shop owners, the people like myself, unless you're within a 30-mile thermal nuclear blast radius of their shop, they're happy to help. You're not competition.
Happy to help. That's the name of the show.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice, I need to have them
nice
all.
Nice tie-in.
I know.
So I go down there twice a year with the intent of picking up one idea or one, you know, packaging idea, or you know, it just provokes thought. So I would go down and just look at different packaging, and I realized that, you know, something other than that would be wrapped by a 6-year-old probably would be more appropriate. So I just kind of stumbled into it, and I found different suppliers of packaging and it's evolved. And even this year, you know, it keeps getting better, you know, a little bit every year. And it's a very expensive portion of our mm-hmm. product. I use very high end packaging.
It's gorgeous.
And you know, I got an email from a woman 2 years ago. Her financial from Ohio. Her financial advisor had sent her a box of my chocolates for Christmas 2 years ago, and just out of the blue, I had no idea who it was. And she said, "I just want to let you know, I think of you and Jim Roman every night before I go to bed. That beautiful box of yours." I know, right? not so much. She said, "That beautiful box of yours." I couldn't bear to throw out. It sits on my nightstand every night, and I put my jewelry in it every night before I go to sleep.
That's cute.
So
I haven't thrown any away either. I save them. Like, these will be useful somewhere.
Yeah, they're great. So, one thing I was telling this the other day about my logo. When I first started out, the only thing I had was my colors. And I went to a very good friend of mine who I went to college with, this woman named Sue Valentini. And I said, these are my colors. JT's Confections is the name. Have at it. And she came back with my current logo. And I don't know if you remember, there's a crown on it.
I think so. Okay.
And the crown's on the J. And I was like, oh, she must think I'm the king. You know, so of course, you know, my ego goes to the most bizarre, unlikely spot it should be going. So, no, I'm King JT. Well, it turns out I went to school in Buffalo with her, and when I was in school, I used to cook chicken wings. And when I'd come back at the end of the night, I was just covered in grease. I was disgusting. And they called me the Wing King. That's what the crown is. Yeah. Greasy boy. That's what the crown is all about. When I learned that, I cracked up laughing.
Oh, that's cute. No, yeah, it has like kind of an old timey feel to me.
Yeah.
To me. You know, old fashioned candy, caramels. Yeah,
that's really what one of the things I wanted to go for. Like, you go into candy stores now, and you know, my personal favorite is caramels and turtles. So I'll go into a candy store and I'll say, I'll have a turtle. No need to wrap it, my good man. And by the time I get to the front door, it's in my mouth. Yeah. By the time I get out the front door, I'm like, ugh, what a disappointment. Either the caramel is horrible or the chocolate is bad and, you know, just not good chocolate. We use really, really good ingredients, and we don't, nothing is sitting around very long in our place. Like, you know, a lot of people say, like, wow, this is so good. What's your secret? And I was like, I didn't make my Halloween candy last April. You know, it's all really fresh. It moves. We work in small batches.
And you're concentrated. You're not trying to do every single chocolate candy on the market.
Yeah, I have a very, very defined line. Yeah. And people come in like, oh, why don't you make chocolate-covered orange peels? And I'm like, well, a couple things. I'm not 85, and two, they're disgusting. So I don't make anything that I don't love.
Right. Oreos?
Oreos and
pretzels.
I do a couple different types of bark, milk bark, dark bark with pecans and dried cherries.
Yeah,
I do peppermint bark for the holidays. Yeah. I do chocolate-covered caramels. I make
I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah, you're lost. Yeah.
But the caramel, like, because I always remember those little Kraft Square caramels from out. And so
hurting my ears.
I know. Well, so when you gave me yours, I was like, oh, it's soft, it's chewy, it's salty, it's yummy, it's, you know. So,
yeah.
It's totally, it's an otherworldly experience.
There you go. Yeah. So, the chocolate-covered caramels, it's milk and dark chocolate, milk and dark with sea salt, and milk and dark with espresso powder.
Oh.
Yeah, they're really good. And then I make old school English toffee.
All right, I need another trip to the shop.
There
I think
you go.
I was there on Valentine's Day last year. But okay, so can people come by your shop?
Yeah, people can come by the shop.
It's in Randolph. Tell them where it is.
It's in Randolph. It's 1206 Sussex Turnpike in Randolph. My hours are Wednesday through Saturday from 10 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. I'm there a lot more than that, so I tell people if the lights are on, come in and find me. If I'm not in the front, I'll be in the back. But if you come in the back and scare me, I might throw something at you because I am like a very high-strung cat. don't startle me. you can come up to the shop. You can also order online at jtsconfections.com. The site is closed until I'm going to reopen it around the 10th of January. We ship anywhere in the States. I had a couple orders to Canada this year, so I'm international. But you got to do those special order. You can't do those on the website.
Nice.
We kill it. Absolutely kill it.
That's good. Well, for the veterans and things that you ship to, are those overseas or are they veterans that are here?
They're back.
That's right. So they're veterans. They're not active duty.
They're veterans that are here, but there's a program with the post office and the military where you send to a PO box, which finds itself in Afghanistan or Iraq or, you know, if it's overseas. So we'll, I've definitely sent some stuff to Afghanistan and to Iraq.
But does it melt when it gets to the desert?
I don't think they care. But yeah, no, I tell this to everyone, like, you know, if I don't work over the summer or ship over the summer, for a couple of reasons. Chocolate's impossible to work with in the summer with the humidity. People's appetite is, for chocolate is lessened over the summer. It's impossible to ship. It just is really, really cost prohibitive, and I am an inherently lazy guy. So everything is ticked off. But I tell people as we're winding down, when it's still very, you know, hospitable to ship in the north. If you're sending something to, you know, Arizona where it's 4 million degrees, have some, you know, awareness of that, because chances are it's going to be melted. But you know, we'll ship usually until like the middle of May, and then it's just the shop until they sell out. And when we're done, we're done.
Nice, that's so great. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll finish up with John Tompkins and JT's Confections.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. We're back with John Tompkins of JT's Confections. The show is called Happy to Help, and we talked about John's incredible caramels and clusters. I don't know if I should say turtles or clusters, and all of his incredible candy and all that he does to give back to charities. And often I've said many times that I grew up in a family that volunteered growing up, and I value that, and it's a family value. And I think you wanted to talk about your mother and volunteering and how that affected you in your life.
Yeah, my mother, as I said, I grew up upstate New York. I was one of six kids, and my mother didn't have a minute. You know, she just it was nonstop. But you know, one of the first memories I remember with my mother with volunteering, I was probably like six or something. She'd go to a local nursing home. And understand this was a little town upstate New York. It was grim. It was, you know, and my mother would go there and she'd volunteer every week. And I remember that. And it's something that, you know, looking back at it, you know, I was very impressed. And another thing, another great memory I have of my mom with volunteering, is, She would start every night when she was done with her regular work, raising six animals. You know, her downtime would be she'd watch television and either iron for an hour and a half or knit. And in October, she would start knitting mittens. And six kids, everybody had three pairs of mittens that got bigger. I never had a store-bought pair of mittens until I was probably out of college. And she would make the mittens. And when she was done with the 18 pairs of mittens for the six kids, she'd keep right on knitting. And the extra mittens would go to a homeless shelter. And she used to just volunteer a ton of mittens to homeless shelters. She would volunteer at the local hospital. So that was something that, you know, was you know, instilled in me at an early age, as if you can, you do. And, you know, our mission statement at JT's is to help those who help others. So took us 6 years to come up with that.
it works. But, it resonates. Yeah.
But you know, she was a very kind woman. She died 4 years ago yesterday, January 1st. My mom also had a maniacal sense of humor, and I'm convinced she held on to 1205 just to make us dance with the IRS for another year. which we finally got settled 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
thanks, Mom. But yeah, she was a great role model, and that's one thing that, you know, we wanted to instill in our kids as well is. You know, as I said, my third year, I became a bum. My kids, I was relatively young when I retired, and my kids, you know, saw me as, you know, some guy getting in mom's way at home, and I wanted them to, you know, see me as something more than that. So that was another motivator for getting into this and then to scaling this. And you know, from October through December, I work as hard as I ever did on Wall Street. But you know, I'm much more, it's a much more satisfying job.
Yeah. Like you said, you get left Wall Street with your soul intact or almost intact.
Almost intact. Yeah. It was pretty tattered. It was pretty tattered.
Oh, and so have you put the kids to work, right? Don't they help at the shop? Right?
They do. Yeah. They do. You know, my oldest is in college now, so, she's for the season, she's pretty much gone. But my son will work. He'll get up there, and one thing that's cool is a lot of people come into the shop and who've heard about us and up in Randolph just through word of mouth or whatever, and they come in and they want to volunteer, like, I'll work for you for a day.
Aww.
Unfortunately, you know, it's not something where you can just kind of plug and play.
Yeah.
But if we're doing a big thing, like we're doing the Summit Speech School where I have to pack 200 boxes, I'd normally pay people to do that. So I'll have people come in. That's an easy, you know, plug and play situation. So mm-hmm. I have people come in all the time that want to volunteer. Most of them have a very black soul, and they're trying to dig themselves out of a karma hole, like myself. I said, if I can secure a middle management position in hell through all of this, I'd be quite happy.
You bring so much in just humor. That's what I'm saying. I was crying reading your website again, just out of laughter. So you got your sense of humor from your mother, maybe.
Mm. Yeah, my mom had a great sense of humor.
Where are you in the lineup of the six kids?
I am number five of six.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. A lot of random physical and verbal abuse came my way from the older siblings. And
so you were in turn really kind to your younger sibling, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. She, yeah. Didn't work out so well for her.
Just pass it down. Pass it
exactly.
On Aww, that's crazy. Well, and you've done volunteer work with your kid. Well, I know Georgia did
Georgia has done a lot of stuff at Matheny.
Oh, yeah, Matheny,
PPAC,
right.
Yeah. And through high school, she did a lot of stuff. My son He goes to Del Barton, and they do
a, oh, they do a lot.
Ton of volunteer work. He a lot with the food food drive, with a toy drive for the holidays. He does a ton of both of them have really, like, you know, I'm very proud of both of them.
Yeah, she was active in the church. She's done all, your daughter's done a lot in the church and things that, yeah, with the, well, but didn't she do the seeds or the kids program or something? I thought, okay.
I think so.
Oh, maybe that wasn't your other kid, another kid. No, yeah. No, it's all good. No, but Del Barton does a lot, and
yeah, that's great.
So it's definitely a lot of ways to get involved in the community. So any, words of, what else do I want to ask you? Oh yeah. So if we want to be a follower, JT's Confections followers, were considered lunatics.
Lunatics,
that's the official fan club name.
Because everybody has come along for the ride. I've had one exception, and I love this story. Probably like it was like 4 years ago, 3 years ago. My holiday post, it was a police report from a town up in Finland where Santa Claus got arrested for drunk and disorderly conduct, and apparently he got hammered at a bar and started screaming that Mrs. Claus lied to him 400 years ago. She was not, in fact, expecting, and his whole marriage is a sham. So I get an email from some woman like 2 days later, irate, take me off your distribution list. You have no respect for Santa. And I was like, all righty then. So I started doing a little investigative work. She's like a 55-year-old attorney. And she was like bent out of shape because I was disrespecting Santa. So everybody else has gone along for the ride. They love it. Every time I put it out, I will get emails from people that aren't even on the list that say, hey, this was just forwarded to me by a friend. You got to get me on your distribution list. So
exactly.
It's a good laugh. If you can't have a laugh making candy, then...
Yeah, we definitely need more laughter today in this world. And so she didn't sue you, I hope, or anything like that.
No, not her.
I know. Oh, yeah, no, sign up for the newsletter. So jtsconfections.com.
Yep, JT's Confections on Facebook. Like my Facebook page. I'm like a 9-year-old girl when you like my Facebook page. I start squealing. It's great. So like my Facebook page and subscribe to the newsletter. This is something that really has taken on a life of its own. I try to go to December 23rd. On December 23rd at 5 p.m., I'm like, I'm never, ever doing this again, blah, blah, blah. I was in the kitchen this morning before I came here, and I'm going back to the kitchen. I'm psyched now. I'm back into it. I have a great time. I love the people I work with, it's really a lot of fun.
You're living your purpose.
So. Yes. Mm.
And as a chocolate lover, keep doing it because I need my chocolate. So thank you for coming, John.
Thank you for having me.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a partial government shutdown over the issue continues, President Trump is now looking again for bipartisan support when it comes to border security. The White House inviting top leaders from both parties to a briefing today that will be led by the Department of Homeland Security. In Brazil for the presidential inauguration there, America's top diplomat says that the president's recent decision to remove troops from Syria is not impacting current relations with Israel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying,
"The counter-ISIS campaign continues, our efforts to counter Iranian aggression continue, and our commitment to Middle East stability and the protection of Israel continues in the same way it did before that decision was made."
Pompeo speaking after his meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Mitt Romney is calling President Trump's character into question just days before the incoming U.S. Senator from Utah takes office. In a Washington Post op-ed, Romney writes that with the nation so divided, presidential leadership and character